fired!
Trump, please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a donkey.
Love Donald Trump.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 16th, goes to the Vice President of the United States of America, Mike Pence. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy in this one. Look, man, I'm only using this moment to keep you all aware of the fascism that exists in this country, okay? If you don't think the Trump administration has become a fascist regime, then you are simply not paying attention. If there is any doubt that the Republican Party is now a fascist regime, then this should confirm it, okay? Fascists are totally against democracy, and Donald Trump is wiping his ass with the Constitution every chance he gets. And once again, the media and everyone else is acting like this is normal because alarms are never ringing the way they should be when we need them to. Last week, Donald Trump said that he wouldn't be cooperating in any impeachment inquiries unless the House had a vote to formalize the impeachment inquiry. But we all know that's BS because under the Constitution, there is no requirement that the House has to vote to have an impeachment inquiry. And that's why Nancy Pelosi said yesterday verbatim, there's no requirement that we have a vote. So at this time, we will not be having a vote, period. Well, she didn't say period. But when have the facts and the truth stopped Donald Trump? Okay, he already said he wouldn't comply with any subpoenas until the House votes, which they don't have to. And he encouraged other Republicans and folks in his administration to do the same. Let's go to CBS this morning for the report, please.
You've now got the Department of Defense, the Vice President Mike Pence, and the President's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani all ignoring new deadlines to hand over documents. They say they're not going to comply with an investigation that essentially they view as illegitimate. They want a vote formalizing the impeachment inquiry, but for now, they're not going to get one.
Yes, they are listening to their leader, Trump, okay? America, this is another example of obstruction and the Trump administration abusing their power. Mike Pence is obstructing Congress from getting the facts. This could be considered suppressing evidence, and if nothing was done wrong, which we all know it was, why are you not cooperating? The letter that was sent to the chairman of the House Intelligence, Mike Pence's counsel, called the request part of a self-proclaimed impeachment inquiry, noting that the House has not yet taken a vote to open the inquiry. Once again, America, the Constitution does not require the House to vote on impeachment inquiries, but Donald Trump does not give a damn about the Constitution, okay? Don't let last night's debates distract you from the fact that America is now under a fascist regime that does what the hell they want, okay? The Trump administration tests the Democrats' chin every chance they get. Mike Pence is refusing to turn over documents. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is refusing to turn over documents. Budget Director Russell Volk is refusing to comply with subpoenas for documents. And American media is acting like all of this is normal. And you wonder why the BS this administration does is always normalized, okay? If we don't act like something is wrong, then the general public will think nothing is wrong. It's easy for Trump and his administration to spin this like it's nothing because Democrats and the media act like it's nothing, okay? It's obstruction. It's abuse of power. It's the middle finger to democracy and law. That is an attribute of any fascist and fascist regime, okay? They don't give a damn about democracy. This is why I said earlier the debates are just for entertainment at this point. Do you think this regime, this administration that does whatever the hell they want, is going to ever have a peaceful transfer of power with anyone? Do you really think Donald Trump is just going to leave the White House? The same guy who has appointed 150 federal judges, has the head of the DOJ in his pocket, two of his own handpicked guys in the Supreme Court. Do you really think there will be no funny business in 2020? Until they pass some type of election security bill, which, oh, they won't, because another Trumper, Mitch McConnell, has blocked it and will continue to block it. You know, Mike Pence refusing to comply to the House and turn over documents they need as part of the impeachment inquiry. It's just another example that there are no more checks and balances, and democracy as we know it in America is dead. Please let Chelsea Handler give Vice President Mike Pence the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Now, right. The reason I keep saying there's no hope for 2020 is because I hope that, like my predictions for my Dallas Cowboys, I'm wrong.
I hope so, too.
Because usually when I say, you know, a team is going to win, they lose.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue to say this. Even though I believe it, I'm going to continue to say it in hopes that, you know, the Trump administration loses in 2020.
Okay.
I don't see it, though.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.